podcast, anyone?
Tom and Loggy and a K-Rock audio presentation of the finest quality.
You know how we have our very famous Best and Fairest medal with Jono?
Yes.
And he comes in each and every Monday and gives us a 3-2-1 for the Cats, right? Yeah. And so there was a couple of years ago when he was organising the medal, and organising medals can be hard things to do. Right? Because
sure.
You've really got to make sure that you look at it all and make sure the dimensions and everything are right.
I'm not going to lie to you. I wouldn't know where to start.
No, nor me. Because I'm not really good at, is that 15 centimetres or 5? I don't know. Do you know what I mean? I'm not good with measurement.
No, okay.
So we'll
the measurement's
not
really the issue for me. It's like actually where do you go to get it?
No, but you also don't want to get like a massive medal.
Yeah, like a Flavor Flav.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
that'd be hilarious. Oversized novelty medal. I'm here for it.
Right? So maybe that's what we need for the next Best and Fairest medal. But we'll put a pin in that for a second.
Yeah,
because Sydney Marathon, the great Sydney Marathon, is happening this upcoming Sunday.
It's
right?
Huge.
40,000 runners, right? They race around the Harbour City. Oh, delightful. Right? And they get a medal at the end of it.
Yep, great.
Now, the medal looks pretty beautiful. On one side, it's got an Indigenous design, and that is the front, right? So it's got beautiful blue, gold. It's an awesome design. And then on the back, they've got several famous Sydney landmarks, right? And it's kind of like the K-Rock Vest and Ferris. We've just gone with the one. So the back is quite plain. It's got nothing. Well, it is plain, really. And then the front says K-Rock's Vest and Ferris.
Yeah, right? Whereas on the back of this one, it's embossed and there's like a ring around the inside of it. And off the top of all of those rings are different. There's like the Sydney Harbour Bridge.
Yeah, yep.
I'm looking at it right now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool, isn't it?
There's the telecom tower there.
Yeah, yeah. The Opera House, of course. And then it's got Allianz Arena.
Mm.
Now, as you're like, oh, yeah, Allianz. Oh, yeah, cool, yeah. Now, hang on. Because there's Allianz Arena, but there's Allianz Stadium.
They got two in Sydney.
Well, no. See, the stadium is the one that's in Australia, and the actual arena is the one that's in Munich,
Germany.
So
which one's on the medal?
The Munich, Germany one. Yeah. So they've stuffed up there.
Idiots.
And they found out way too late.
Yeah.
And now they've made 40,000 plus of these medals, and you've got Allianz Arena in Munich, Germany on the back.
On the Sydney Marathon medal.
Yeah.
Great.
Right? And it happens to the best of us. Vest and Ferris medal, instead of having a K-Rock, Jono got it made once and they forgot the R.
Ah, that's right.
So... You can remove the R in your own brain and realise what happened. Now, in that case, the Vest and Ferris medal, we decided not to go with it.
No, we sort of pivoted. We got it redone.
Yeah, right. So, well, Jono did, to be honest. But the Sydney Marathon have said, nah, look, it's printed. There's 40,000 plus of these.
Yeah.
We're just going with it. They said, look, it's a little bit too much of an international flavour. It's found its way onto the back of the medal and we're not going to run from it. They said, which is nice. Nice little pun.
Yeah,
they said it's an unfortunate error, though it's certainly given everyone something to talk about this weekend, mostly in good humour. With the event a week away, this is the medal our finishers will receive. It's a beautiful medal and now a little bit more unique.
Okay.
Yeah. They should have said a little bit more Munich.
Munich.
It's a radio show in a podcast. And now in your ears, it's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
I have not been drinking since May 31st,
which was
my dad's 70th birthday. And let me tell you, I turned it on.
Yeah.
And I've been like, nah, I want to keep drinking a stop. And I ain't going to lie to you, it sucks. Especially on a Friday night.
Mm.
Especially when Jimmy's like, oh, I've got this bottle of Juriff from Aldi. And I'm like, oh, I love a Juriff.
Okay.
For those that know, they know.
Yeah.
But when do you don't mind red?
I don't mind a red. In fact, I had a couple of reds at the wedding because they ran out
danger.
Of the beer that I was drinking.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay. So when do you think you started drinking wines? Like what age do you think you started really getting into the wines?
Like early 30s?
Early 30s, yeah. Mm. Me too, I'd suggest, right?
Yeah.
Because pre that, someone would have a wine or you go to a party and you're like, yeah, I'll have a wine. And then you're like, oh.
Ugh, this is disgusting.
Too much, right? Now, the wine industry is in a little bit of a crisis, some people are saying, because the youth are coming through and they're like, we don't like wine.
Yeah.
We don't like wine. Where's my bubble tea, you know? And so
my Pokemon?
Right? And so red wine especially is one of the wines that the young generation is sort of saying, we're not into it. But it seems that that's the way it always happens, right? You start off with Moscato.
Yeah.
And then you realise, no offence to any Moscato makers in town, all good people, but no. I'm not a Moscato drinker. Moscato is like
lolly water to me. I know some women that only would drink Moscato.
I know, and that's fine. Everyone's, you know, we're all different. It's a rich tapestry of life.
Yeah.
But red wine is one of the ones that the kids aren't jumping to.
It's ageing out.
Yeah, that's what they're saying.
Right.
And so they're like, oh, hang on, let's do some tests, and we've got a great idea to get the young people back on the red wine.
Okay.
Now, they did a study, and it was 119 young adults that they got. Now, can you imagine being a young adult? Like, hey, we want to feed you some wine. Do you want to? Yes.
Yeah, I will.
Right?
I accept.
Average age of 22.
Sure.
Okay. So they gave them a bunch of different red wines. And the ones that they liked were not the ones that you and I would go for.
Sure.
What they did is that they found that they put some sweetener in there, the xylitol, artificial sweetener, right? And so what they did is that they put that in the red wine and gave them samples of that, and they were like, "Huh, this red wine is 6-7.
Yeah.
Like they were loving it, right? They were loving it. And so they're like, oh, so we've figured out.
Yeah.
We put sweetener in red wine.
Children like sweet
and the
things.
Children love it.
Yeah.
Well, grow up is what I would say. It's all like, let the kids live. Well, they're only 20. That's an age of 22. You don't get into red wine country till your late 30s.
Yeah,
exactly. So they're like, nah, we've found out this artificial sweetener is the way to go. Let me tell you this. If I order a red, the driest red you have on the shelf, and you put some of this weird sugar-free gum crap in it, I won't say anything to your face because I'm a people pleaser, but when I get home, you best believe I will bitch about it.
Yeah. It's the Tom and Loggy podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
Wedding on Friday, a lot of fun, right?
Yeah.
Had a great time. After party, well, so the reception... went to like 9 and then we sort of kicked on in town. We had to be out of the venue by 9, which was weird.
What time did it start?
The wedding itself started at 2:30 till like a bit after 3, quarter past 3.
Doesn't seem a lot of time.
And then I don't know what time it was when the reception sort of started.
Yeah.
But yeah, so a bit of time on the dance floor.
Oh, that's cool.
What's your favourite wedding entertainment setup? And you can reveal this because we all know you've got nothing to hide because there's nothing's going to happen.
No, it will.
It's not like you're going to reveal what you and Jimmy are planning to do for your wedding because...
Okay, do you know what? Okay, this is very controversial of me and I know, and I don't want anyone to think that has had this at their wedding, I'm saying it's bad or whatever. But as someone that doesn't like really loud noises, I do love a saxophone. However, a live saxophone, I don't like. It's too much for me. I dance around them and I'm like, am I dancing? Anyway, I feel really bad about that statement, but I have to be honest.
Okay.
I do love a live band that plays all the songs that you know and love, like a jivey live band or a DJ.
What about if the saxophone is part of the band?
Yeah, if the saxophone's part of the band, fine.
Yeah.
But if it's just a roving saxophone with a DJ behind it, I know. See, is that what it is? I feel really bad.
Yeah,
it's just,
so they had a bit of...
Yeah, see? Oh, no, I'm so sorry.
And he's just... The DJ's just dropping, you know, top 40 hits and he's just walking around giving it a little...
And this is so bad because I do love brass, woodwind, whatever. I love all instruments.
I think it's woodwind.
But I feel like it's too much for me. The volume is different
than the backing music.
And then it's like...
It wasn't... The volume wasn't different. He had a little microphone in it and was coming through the same speakers as the...
Yeah, exactly. You don't need the microphone.
Yeah.
You're a saxophone.
Do you know what? I'm going to align with you here for once and say, not only do you not need the microphone, you don't need the rest of it either. You don't need the saxaphone or the guy.
No, are we bad?
No, I don't think we
because
are.
Because I love it. People are whimsy and they're cool and it's like live music, it's great.
They're not. I'm sorry.
Also, they're taking up space on the dance floor.
He's having a moment, right? And yeah. I think it's like he's leaning into it. Absolutely, make money while you can. If you have like a super nerdy hobby and all of a sudden it becomes hot, like lean into that. Like no judgment, but just don't do it near me. He's just like bopping around and just like making eyes at all the girls and like it's like, oh, you think you are it in a bit.
Are we horrible for thinking this? Well, I feel really bad because I've been to a lot of weddings with the saxophone. I don't want my friends to be like, oh, you hated my wedding. No, it's not that. It's just a noise control thing for me.
It was just one of the only negatives about your wedding was the saxophone, okay? Just know that.
I didn't realise people were still doing the saxophone.
I know. Right, so we had a mate's 40th a couple of years ago that was a fancy dress thing at the race course and that there was a saxophonist with the DJ there.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, yeah, okay, I guess. And
see, then, I love a fiddle and like a so banjo. Even a bagpipe.
Yeah.
Sometimes. Still, very loud instrument. What about a magician at a wedding? That's what I think I'm going to have.
Well, I think that's the same wheelhouse.
Nah, because they're quiet. It's just the screams of excited people.
Mm.
Do you know?
Screams of excited women running the other way.
I've got a question for you, though.
Yeah, yeah.
Was there a part of you that thought, I could do this?
No.
Okay.
No, you know, I do get swept up in stuff you like do. That. Absolutely. Not this one.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggie, say thanks.
You don't know things from time to time. Mm. And that's okay. Life is a journey. It's all about learning.
Life is a highway. Tommy Cochran.
Do you know what?
What?
He's missed out, hasn't he? Because he could have a whole range of crockery. Tommy Cochran's crockery.
Yeah.
You reckon?
We used to play that song a lot.
A lot. Do you remember back in the day before our music changed?
Yeah.
That was such a good time.
Yeah.
You're getting up some, aren't you?
I do want to have a listen.
That's
to
all right. Let's go. Life is a highway.
Now, this is a good song, right?
Yeah,
but we used to play it like three times a week.
At the same time.
Yeah.
Every week.
Yeah.
Love you, Chris. Thank God for you jumping on.
Fix the music, yeah.
But I saw something not Tommy Cochran related.
Mm.
And it's about this band, Spider-Man. Classic.
Yeah.
And we've spoken to Cram so many times.
Multiple times.
We love Spider-Man, right? Yeah. Now, the Batuta Advocate, one of my favourite accounts.
Satire news.
And half the time, the way that the world's going, it's not even satire. It's just writing the exact thing that's happening and us just laughing at how ridiculous the world is at the moment,
right?
Yeah. But they put something up the other day and I was like, oh my God.
Yeah.
And it says here, the headline is, Gen X rock dog makes it to 52 before realising Cram from Spider-Bait's name is Mark. And Cram is Mark backwards.
Yeah.
And I was like, hang on a minute.
Correct.
Hey, no. Did you know this?
No, I did not.
Oh, my God. I was like, seriously, I just thought it like Cram. Like, it's kind of like how Animal in the Muppets is like Animal. Like, he's just a cool drummer. Like, Cram is a cool drummer's name.
But no one ever calls him Mark. I didn't know his name was Mark. If I'd have known his name was Mark,
Did you think his name was Cram? Little baby Cram?
No. I didn't know what his birth name was. He just, you know, like when people go with a name and then they stick with it.
Like Loggy.
Yeah.
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 Right?
We're still trying to work out what your birth name is.
Yes, it's very hard. But I was mind blown and I was like, hang on, Batuta Advocate. Now, I need to know, did this blow people's minds like me or were they making a joke? And a lot of the comments were, hang on a minute.
Yeah.
I didn't know this either.
Yeah.
I mean, there were some comments that were like, duh, but I'm just like, this is new to me. So I just wanted to provide the information to everyone else.
Cram is Mark backwards. Yeah.
So I'm going to start calling you Mott.
Mott. Yeah, all right. Well, we're back to primary school, aren't we?
Whatever, Mott.
What's yours?
God.
Nerol.
Nerol?
Nerol.
No, but my name's Loggy.
Your goal.
It's the Tom and Loggie podcast.
It's their radio show in a podcast.
You're very concerned with the part of the bathroom, and I just think that you do not understand it.
I understand more the toilets that have the hose to wash your butt, then I understand the shower head that comes off to wash the rest of your body.
Why?
I don't like, who's using that? What do
Everyone is using it. Everyone.
No one is using
it. I would suggest women are using it more. And this is not a man be women thing. This is just so you don't understand the situation.
They inevitably shoot out that like really harsh water saving pinpricky gear that stings and is, you can never cover yourself with the whole thing.
Yeah, you don't need to cover yourself with the whole thing. It's directed to a certain point.
Yeah.
And women know that. We are getting a lot of messages about this. Kim has messaged us and said, dumper shower heads can F off, only useful for hair wash day. And I agree.
It's a dumper shower head.
The big one. You know,
like
you've
a
got
waterfall
the big one,
like a rain.
No, you know
shower.
How you've got the big one and then you've got the handheld one.
Yeah.
Right? So a lot of people use the handheld one and only use the big one if you're washing your hair.
Nobody does that. The big one is the shower. The other one is for looks.
It
has to be ornamental because it's obviously
so
got no
frustrate
use. 52232955. Michelle's in Armstrong Creek. Morning, Michelle. The old handheld shower. That's dumb. Yeah.
Good morning, guys. This is one of those, you know, men are from Mars type situations.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. No, the handheld has absolute purpose, and I think only women understand it, Tom.
Okay. Yeah. Do you want to be more specific?
No, I like your giggle there too, Michelle.
Like, if you're having a shower and you're washing your hair, of course, the rainfall one is awesome. Like, that's the relaxation one.
Yeah.
But if it's a non-hair wash day, the handheld one does everything you need it to do. You know, you
and
do
more.
Your pixie bit. And you can do your legs, and it's all targeted, and you don't have to waste time getting everything wet everywhere.
Exactly. See,
it's just it is fit for purpose.
You know what else? You know what else will do that? The backyard hose, Michelle.
Oh my God.
get the high power action going on.
You don't, look. I don't want to call it, but it's like, you know, I just don't think a bald man's going to understand.
Thank you, Michelle.
Hurtful, Michelle.
No,
hurtful.
Not hurtful.
So
it's just
hurtful.
It is what it is. It's life,
I feel
mate.
Targeted.
You're like a snail. You're just always clammy. You don't understand. Water goes on the top and then it goes everywhere. It's not the same for us.
On 52232955, Mel in Ocean Grove, bald guys aren't always clammy, are they?
No, Tom, but I have to agree with Loggy on this one.
Thank you, Mel.
Okay, the handheld. But you're not taking it off the wall, surely?
Well, yes and no. So I have in the past broken a leg and handheld shower is perfect because, you know, you have to sit in a chair. You can't be standing or you're going to fall. And so, therefore, you can still wash your whole entire body with a handheld.
And also, sorry, Tom, when I did my arm as well and I couldn't move it, it was good to get around certain areas. Yeah.
Well, I'm not criticising the bathrooms at St. John of God, am I? You understand, both of you, this is an incredibly niche scenario that you are saying that the showers are good for, but they're everywhere. This is what I don't understand,
right? Yeah. That's now four people that agree. Well, three that agree with me. And also, I have to say, Tony did call and leave a message for you.
Yeah.
And he said, the handheld one with the massage feature is amazing on your back.
Okay.
So you should try that out.
Right.
I don't know if he wants you to go over his house to try it out. But
is he asking me to use it on him? Or?
I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Yeah, Chris is in Mount Dene. We are yet to hear from a male specimen. Chris, what are your thoughts?
Well, yes, I am a male, and I agree with you, Tom.
Yeah.
Handhelds are, like, dumb.
It's uncomfortable.
Chris?
I have the shower, like the big dumper one, and a handheld.
Yeah.
I've got two dash hounds. That's the only time I use the handheld to wash my dogs.
Exactly, right?
Okay, Chris, what have you got going on up top? Just asking. Like, are you?
I've got hair.
Yeah.
I've got a full head of hair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Right. That makes one of us.
And like, you're going to get wet anyway, like from the shower. So just deal with it.
No, you don't get it.
There's only one reason why they made the handheld, and women know that.
Yeah. All right. And that seems like a really again a niche reason to.
Listen to the radio show weekday mornings from 6 on K-Rock. And come on back for some more right here anytime. Tom and Loggy, say thanks.
So let me tell you a story about Abigail. Abigail's 38. She's single.
Yep.
Right. She's a registered nurse.
Yep.
So I'm on board, right? She seems nice enough.
Oh, are you reading through a profile of
someone? No, well, wow, funny you should say that, right? She is from Sydney. So she loses points there.
Yeah.
I wonder if she's originally from Sydney.
That would, yeah, that does give make us, a difference.
That makes a huge 100%. Difference. She's had her struggles with dating over the journey, and she's decided, hey, I'm not looking for a one-night stand or a casual fling.
Okay.
She's like, I was sort of hoping that I would be introduced to someone through mutual people. And yeah. It's not really the way of the world anymore. She said that it was slim pickings, right?
Mm.
So she finally relented and went, do you know what? I'll have a go on the apps.
Yep.
Right? And as we've said before, scary.
Yeah.
Right? Scary.
Yep.
But you've got to believe, right? You've got to put yourself out there. Okay. So she got on Tinder.
Okay.
She said, look, I'd heard it's more of a hookup app.
Mm.
But she wanted to give it a chance due to its widespread popularity.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a big pool to fish in, right? Mm. The amount of guys that are on there, actually, like, decent guys, my understanding is the pool is really shallow.
It is. The bar is just, oh, in-hell. My God. Absolutely in-hell. Said, I mean, all, sorry. But.
Yeah. Mate, I know. Said, I was always very upfront from the beginning. I wasn't looking for one-night stands or casual flings. I knew I wanted something genuine and serious, so I made that pretty clear.
Yeah, cool.
It's good to go into it knowing what you want.
Mm.
She said she also tried eHarmony but found the app's feature of not being able to see a potential match straight away didn't really work for her. Can you not see? I don't know.
I've never used it.
I've not, yeah.
When I hear eHarmony, I think like dial-up Wi-Fi. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like that was one of like the first ones.
Plenty of fish.
Yeah, right? Yeah. And it's worked for people. I know that it's worked for people, but I never used it back in the day.
So anyway, so she had some dates and that kind of thing. But this is where we're getting to. So she had what she describes as her most cringeworthy dating app interaction. And the moment she decided she was going to delete the apps again. Now, I want to run this scenario past you.
Okay. Because
right? I want to see if you are as wildly insulted about the whole thing as she is, right?
So are we playing a part? Are we going to play a role?
Oh, yeah, if you want.
Okay.
Yeah, okay, this will work because she was chatting to a guy who declared that he was over 6 feet tall. So perfect.
Okay.
I will play the six-foot-tall guy.
Oh, my God.
As I do in my real life.
My neck hurts. You're so tall.
Come on, man.
I did.
Stay in the room.
Stay in the room. Anyway, moving on.
You can't read it, so you can't be her.
Okay,
right?
All right.
I was always honest on my profile about being under 5 feet tall. So
are
she's
you
short.
Do a voice?
Well, so I don't know.
Okay.
I can give her an accent if you want.
No, we don't need the accent.
She was. She's under 5 feet tall, right?
Okay.
And she said, I remember chatting with this guy who's apparently over 6 feet.
Yeah.
And when he found out how short I was, he said something. And she goes, he was probably joking, but I was so offended.
Oh, no. Can you say this on the radio?
Yeah.
Okay.
So chatting away, he's like, I'm over 6 foot. How tall are you? She's like, I'm actually under 5 foot. And he says, that's good. You can tie my shoes for me.
Oh.
Right? And her response was, there's no way I'll be doing that for you, and ended the conversation and, like, blocked him. It's like, whoa, man.
Yeah.
He's just trying to have some banter.
Nah, it's not banter.
Really?
No, that pisses me off
too. My God.
Yeah, and while you're down there, yeah.
No, that's not what he did, though. That's not what he did, though.
That's where it's leading.
That's not what he did. You can't put words into his chat.
I can, because I know him, and he's lying about being over 6 foot, by the way. He is absolutely lying.
Yeah. So she was mad about it. So you reckon she's right to be mad about it?
I'll be a bit. Mate,
as someone who makes just jokes, passing comments and stuff.
I know. And I also upset people. Okay, I'll tell you what I stopped texting a guy for once.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, here we go. This is all good. I'm going
to
write this down.
He said to me.
Yeah.
He said, and we were bantering or whatever back and forth, and then he said to me, if I was an ice cream, how would you eat me?
Oh,
and
terrible.
I said, absolutely. I was like, and I just never replied.
Tom and Loggy, that was a podcast. And hear the whole experience weekdays live from 6 a.m. Geelong's K-Rock.